Welcome to the Life Talk Show, sharing ideas for meaning, joy, and success with Randy Kay, Diana Hall, and Nikki Tombolides. Our mission is to initiate conversations that enrich and empower your life. And now, today's Life Talk Show.
And welcome to this edition, a Just Us edition of the Life Talk Show. I'm Randy Kay here, of course, with Nikki and Diana. And thanks to our sponsors for this episode of the Life Talk Show. And that's going to be Interiors by Diana, Penguin's Best Housekeeping Service, and Alexandra Herman Real Estate. So thank you for being with us. Have you ever walked into a movie and left it full of some kind of emotion or insight or inspiration that is helping your own life, helped you reflect on your own life, and it's almost like you saw a good therapist? So that's what we're going to talk about today. And hello, girls. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. This is so much fun. You know, part of the joy of seeing a movie is kind of picking it apart afterwards with your friends and figuring out what it meant to you. So we gave each other an assignment this week to come up with five movies that, like, we all have movies we love, we enjoy. Like, I could watch Tootsie over and over again, but it didn't really affect my life in any particular way. In our travels, we actually found a website called cinematherapy.com. And if you Google movie therapy or cinema therapy, this is an actual movement. But we're just going to chat, the three of us, and talk about movies that really, really helped us. So welcome to the Life Talk Show, Just Us edition of cinematherapy.com. So we each have come up with a list of five movies. I don't know who wants to start. Who wants to start? Diana, you want to be the first one to talk about your movies?
Well, I have to say, Randy and Nikki, this is so much fun. It's like girlfriend sitting around talking about the movies we went to see. And this is great. And yeah, we did have an assignment. And for me, it was hard a little bit because I had to...
There's so many.
So many. I had to think back over, I'm not going to tell you how many years of my life, and all the movies that I've seen, and really try to honestly and be really true to our task of narrowing it down to five, you know, of the hundreds of movies I've probably seen. So it was really challenging for me because I wanted to think about the best love story and the one that affected me the most emotionally and the one that made me laugh. So it was really trying to narrow it down, but I did. And this was easy. My all-time favorite movie, Sound of Music, and it's probably because there's so many great memories tied to it. I mean, clearly, Sound of Music is a classic. It crosses generations. It's been around forever and still continues to play on and in the memories of so many. So it really is an all-time favorite.
But yes, for you,
for
see,
me.
See, that's the thing. You know, Sound of Music, and I want to preface this a little bit with one little fact that I'll just throw in at the beginning. There are some movie themes that can be fairy tales in not a good way, and they inspire us, but not always inspire us toward reality.
True.
Like, there are many, many movies, for instance, and this is a show for another time and something we touched upon a little bit when we talked about educating the whole child and spoke about fairy tales,
right,
but also when we spoke to Ronnie Ann Ryan about dating in middle age.
Yes.
There's a lot of movies
which
that feed us.
Which is less than a fairy tale, I'm just saying.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And it feeds us a myth of some movies of, you know, the good girl can always reform the bad boy. Or,
right,
you know, and in a way, Sound of Music, some people see it as a Cinderella story.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know,
guys, Sound of Music is actually a true story.
It is.
Oh, I know that.
About the Von Trapp family.
I know
that. Yeah. No, it is.
That's
it
the
is.
Amazing thing about it.
Yes.
It is true.
But, so, you know, yes, that's so true. And for us here. So I want to hear for you, Diana, because these Just Us shows are a way for our listeners to get to know us a little bit more
absolutely.
And hopefully be inspired.
The corny
themselves.
Side of us.
So other than loving it you know, what is it that touched you and affected your life? Because Nikki, and because you put Sound of Music also, and I didn't. So
that's really interesting.
So let's talk about
very
Sound
much
of Music.
So.
Well, you know, again, for me, Sound of Music is, and I could talk about all the wonderful things about Sound of Music, but really for me, it elicits so many wonderful, positive memories. I always remember watching Sound of Music, you know, during the holidays. It always played on the eve of a holiday, and I could watch that movie over and over again. So thinking about watching it with my siblings, and the one movie that connected me to my father-in-law, who was in my life for a very short amount of time, and one evening, when nobody was around and I was in Connecticut visiting, he and I turned on the Sound of Music and watched it, and I found out that he loved Sound of Music. So that's such a positive, wonderful memory of him.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is I play piano, and I would sit for hours and play the score of Sound of Music and pretend
wow.
I was Maria and sing.
Aww,
so
that.
These
so
are
it
all...
it inspired you.
It really inspired me. So they're all such positive memories. But
it brought the best in you.
Well, it did, you know. And but really, to think about the movie itself, it's the type of movie that things aren't always as they seem, because really, for Maria, who was a nun, and you know, she should have been that epitome of what a nun represents, but she truly wasn't. And Captain Von Trapp and his hard surface. And really how desperately he wanted to be loved and to love, and how Maria brought that out in all of them, including the children. So I just think it's just, there's so many great things.
Yeah.
In that movie.
So there's that theme of, you know, our love that love can transform.
Absolutely.
And also, and you remember we were talking to Nana Danso about your magic life, and the G in magic was for gifts. And Maria, for some reason, thought her gift was to be a nun, and we've all done that. We've
right.
all gone down a road going, I think, you know, my parents have told me I ought to be a teacher, so I'm going to major in education or whatever. You know, we all try different roads that aren't necessarily meant
That's
for
right.
us.
Yes.
And for me, even though that wasn't in my top five, I mean, one of the top five movies I love, but it's
right,
not something
sure.
that particularly, you know, struck me in a particular therapy type way.
Right.
But the fact that she thought she wanted to be this, but really, life had to teach her that she needed to be that.
Right.
And that happens to all of us.
And she was of service doing that.
Mm-hmm.
She ended up being on service because she actually raised all those children.
Sure. But there's a lot of ways to give service.
Exactly.
And
her call was that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could
Beautiful.
See her going against the grain.
Very powerful.
Of like, I'm supposed to, you know, for whatever being a nun was in the late 1930s,
right.
I have such great respect for that calling. I think the strictness mm-hmm. has morphed. All I know about being a nun was playing Sister Robert Ann in Nun Sense for 32 weeks. So
<That's>
I had to go
close. Close to the guy. Let me tell you,
you came, right, left,
you came closer to the nun than we ever did.
But really, it's that's interesting, because remember we talked about struggle. Well, struggle in that. I mean, how many of us have struggled with? We feel like we're going against the current.
Yes.
So often,
yes.
And the struggle of doing that.
Yeah.
And. You know, maybe not necessarily having the support, and but something keeps pulling us, like a gravitational pull towards
to
that
something else
thing,
yes.
regardless of the struggle. So
that's what that meant to you,
yes.
and maybe was part of what encouraged you to say, okay, you know, teaching was a great thing for a long
Absolutely.
Time, but I'm going to follow this dream, and life is showing me my gifts and doing that. I'm going to have the
right.
courage to do that, and with the love and support of your family. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, since we're on Sound of Music, was that the same message you got for it, Nikki? Or
well,
something
the
different?
Interesting thing is Sound of Music was the first. I'm the baby in my family, as I always say, and I was allowed to, that was the first movie that I was allowed to go see. And that will always be etched in my memory. That was the first movie, and I loved it. Every moment of it, and it was so happy, and it was so...
Brought up back a lot of fun memories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to this day, the other day was a rerun on TV, and I watched the whole thing.
There's certain movies you can go back to every year.
Yes,
like.
Yes. I know.
And this is one movie that I was inspired. It made me feel good. It brought the best in me, and it created this environment that anything it touched upon, how children are raised without a mom, and how the other person comes in, and how it happens, and then
sure.
the nanny was a non-threatening person, and then there was the wife to be, and then there was the war. It was so many, the children singing, the fact was it's not in their society to be part of, like, it
a
was
singing group,
a
right.
singing group. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, not looked favorably. It was the whole picture, and then finally their escape. It touched, to me, to this day, touches so many levels of existence and life. And it.
Okay. So, obviously, a lot of themes. Life, and for me, as a musical comedy, I did not know you played piano, by the way, Diana. So that's very cool.
We always learn so much about each other.
Yeah. So, you know, for me, I love the movie, and I've always wanted to play Maria.
Can you sing? I would love to know.
I certainly can. But
you can. Wow, interesting.
But, you know, we have to talk about the other movies. So that, you know, that's certainly the one that you two both mentioned. So let's quickly, I can't believe how fast the time is going. So let's talk about your other four movies, which is very, very interesting. Let's go down the list and then go back to each one. So your other four movies are?
Okay, so Steel Magnolias, which is that one, I'll just tell you quickly. That's about those women in your life, those connections in your life, and the mother-daughter struggle. Mm-hmm. So there was so much to that movie. And Julia Roberts, who played Shelby, and her going through three important events. Her marriage and her having a baby, which ended up being a miracle baby, and then her death and her mother burying her. Just so many different
just that parent-child
twists
connection.
Twists and turns.
Yeah. Message in a Bottle.
Okay.
The epitome of a love story.
Okay, so I don't remember that movie.
Okay,
Nicholas Sparks. Okay, so, all right.
Yeah.
That was
such a wonderful movie. This character Teresa found a bottle walking on the beach, and in that bottle was a message written by Garrett Blake, who just had lost his wife, and something in that message drew her to him. She fell in love with him, and because she worked at a Chicago newspaper, used those resources to find him. And before I give too much away about that movie, in case you haven't seen it, They Do Me and a wonderful romance and struggle, that word struggle again, ensues. Titanic, just for this, you know, Titanic, that's historical.
Yeah, that was a beautiful movie.
But, you know, the cinematography in that and the love story and all of that. So that was one of those fantasy movies.
But what did it do for you? If this were movie therapy, is there an issue in you? Like, I hear the romantic side of you big time with all of this. So if this, a lot of times with cinema therapy, a therapist will say, okay, so you're struggling with your choice between giving a danger to yourself and having a child or not.
Right.
Why don't you watch Steel Magnolias and see how that character handled it?
Absolutely.
And then come back.
Right.
So for you personally, and your last one, I'll just say the title, but you can say why, is Bridges of Madison County. So there we have romance again.
I know. I guess that's... Do you see a common theme here?
Yeah, she is a happily married woman.
I am. But
no. So in your particular life, how would you see these movies, other than being enjoyable and fun to watch and giving you faith and humanity, what do they mean to you personally?
Well, okay. So in Titanic, the characters, you know, Rose fell in love with this boy who was, they were cross class. I mean, he, you know, she was, you know, the upper echelons, and he was, you know, housed below deck.
Below deck, that's a great way of putting it.
And just that instant love and connection, that's
soulmate.
So the
power of chemistry and soulmates came and inspired that in you.
And where she was with a man because it was where she felt she needed to go, and how... Again, I keep bringing up the struggle. I feel like I should find a new word, but
challenge.
And so she was moving forward with a marriage to him, and then she meets the love of her life, but then loses it. So that's just again, here we go with the romance. That's really what that did for me.
Doesn't it at the end he saves her? He puts her on the float. Something.
He dies,
but
she lives on.
Yes,
right.
Well, see, that's why everybody loves the movie. I mean, I know Nikki, one of yours, is Gone with the Wind, and I will just say, because right after the break, we'll talk about Nikki's, but I know for me, something like Gone with the Wind and Titanic, which is fiction based on historical events, personalizes history, and which is why so many, I mean, I hated history in high school. I'm like, why do I need to learn about these dead people?
Because it wasn't relatable.
Right,
we weren't connected
personal.
To it.
Right.
Yes.
So when you see a person, when you see Scarlett going through the Civil War and Rhett struggling with which side to be on, you know, you see it through somebody's eyes of how things happen to you. Mm-hmm. So that's why I love historical fiction. And even though Rose and Jack never...
It draws you in
because it makes you see you through. Absolutely. Gee, if I were in this situation, it's one thing to say, oh, a ship went down with so many people. But to see through the eyes of one person and wishing that somebody would live on. But in terms of inspiration, for me in Titanic, I liked seeing, because we first meet Rose as a 90-something-year-old woman, who clearly has gone on to have a life and a granddaughter and got over that loss, even though she always holds him in her heart as the great love of her life. But that, you know, last week we had a show about dealing with loss, and sometimes we have to go on, and My Heart Will Go On, that theme song kind of brings that in as well. So
very beautiful song,
quickly,
too.
Bridges of Madison County.
Okay, that's funny, because this one...
You're all about soulmates, my dear.
I am. I don't know. I guess it's just part of who I am, but Bridges of Madison County, and we talked about it as one of my favorite books, and so I struggled with having it on my list of favorite movies, but really, it truly is, so I have to mention it. And the same thing goes there. Pursuing your life as you should, with the responsibilities that you've been given. But it's okay to have a part of you that, you know, dreams or wishes. It's okay.
Yeah. That's an interesting theme, because there's benefits to both.
Yes.
And, you know, we all, you hear it time and time again with love, like, well, she gets me or he gets me.
Right.
And you saw in her marriage, Francesca's marriage, in the movie and in the book, that her husband is a loving, wonderful
Absolutely.
Husband and loves her, but doesn't really get her inner fire.
That's right. That's right.
And
sure.
And the photographer does.
So yes. Yeah. So with that being said, you know, pursuing dreams, whether it's a dream, somebody, a soulmate, or the things you do in your life, it's okay. It's okay to have dreams, and some of them are okay to pursue and leave aside certain responsibilities to pursue your dreams. And then there are others that are not okay. And I think the ones that affect the people that you love the most are those things that probably are not okay. So you have to be able to separate a little bit.
So those are great lessons.
Mm. Yeah.
Some dreams are meant to be pursued. Some dreams just comfort you.
That's right.
And
beautiful.
On that note, we'll take a short break and come back with Nikki's Top 5.
This segment comes to you by Interiors by Diana, a full-service interior design firm specializing in residential and commercial renovations and design. Receive a complimentary consultation at interiorsbydiana.com. The best advice for better living. And by Penguin's Best Housekeeping Service, serving commercial and residential properties in the greater Fairfield County since 1994, specializing in property management for upscale residential estates. Visit us at penguinsbesthousekeepingservice.com. The Life Talk Show is sponsored by Champions Mentoring Program, who serves children and youth in the greater Bridgeport area who are impacted by the incarceration of a family member. A rewarding opportunity to enrich and inspire the life of a child and yours. Be a champion. Tina Bannis at familyreentry.org.
And welcome back to the Life Talk Show. We're talking about movie therapy, cinema therapy, movies that changed our lives. Not just that we love them, but they gave us lessons or inspiration or insight into something that's going on with us. By the way, if you would like, you can send us your top 5 movies that touched your life. And you can send that to info@thelifetalkshow.com, or you can tweet us at Life Talk Show. There's no the in that one. So tweet us at Life Talk Show. You can go to Facebook on The Life Talk Show, and we'll put up a conversation later where you can add your movies to the list, and we'll add it to our blog post on our website, thelifetalkshow.com. So, top 5 movies that have inspired us. Nikki, your list also includes Sound of Music,
yes.
So I think we've kind of exhausted that. Mm-hmm. So read the other 4 titles and then go back and tell us why.
Okay.
Personally, for you, these are
okay.
So
I did, my second one is Gandhi, Gone with the Wind, The Color Purple, and Mrs. Doubtfire. I'm going to start from the end. I love comedy. This particular movie was a family that was trying to survive the divorce and the children, and the whole thing, by the end of the movie, I was crying. And every time I see the movie, I cry. At the part where Mrs. Doubtfire is on TV, I cried, I laughed. It brought up so many emotions in me. It was a family that was in a divorce, and the father was an artist, and he came up with an crazy idea of disguising himself as a woman. And there's so many parts of the movie that they're funny. I remember that particular scene in him in the bus, and the bus driver is trying to court him, and he's like, he sees his leg with full of hair, and he says, "Yeah, I like that Mediterranean look."
So you could relate right there, right?
Oh, well, as a Greek, I'm like, yeah.
So yeah, certainly it was so funny and so entertaining, and Robin Williams is such a genius. I know for me, there's, do you remember the voiceover at the very end of the movie where he's speaking?
Oh, right, yes.
Speaking as Mrs. Doubtfire, and he's going, "Puppet." You know, families come in all shapes and sizes.
Yes, which
some live with their grandparents.
That touched me. That part, anytime, I can't believe Randy, you remember that part, because that part is the one that touched me more than anything. And every time I hear and I watch that, and I have the CD at home, if I have kids and there I am crying and the kids are looking at me like, "Hey, is she our babysitter or what?"
but it's true, because
touches me.
Yeah, because that's, it does send that message. You know, another really great message from that movie, there was one scene where Robin Williams and Sally Fields are sitting in the kitchen talking, and she at that point does not know that, you know, who Mrs. Doubtfire is.
So he's as Mrs. Doubtfire in the kitchen,
as Mrs. Doubtfire.
Making her the tea. We know this movie.
Yeah,
so well.
And how how there's this moment of, there's so much that they have in common that they never realized when they were so busy
arguing
and back and forth. And all of a sudden there was that realization that, you know, if they were friends, if they were girlfriends, they didn't have all the other things between them,
right?
How much they really that happens. Had in common.
And absolutely. I love that part that when the guy, the competition, they're at the country club and he's throwing lemons in his,
Pierce
and
Brosnan.
The guy's like,
it was drive-by
fruiting.
I mean, there was so much, you know, any good drama has comedy in it, any good comedy has drama in it. And you're right, there are so many messages there that for me, watching that movie, I think you're so right, Diana, because it's sometimes in marriage we just take our roles and we do our roles and we get
stuck in
any family. If you get together, we'll do a show in the future soon about siblings and how we just fall into our old roles as the baby or
absolutely.
The responsible one when we get together. I think in our marriages we do that too, and sometimes you have to open your eyes and listen again to your spouse or listen again to your children and see them. I remember one of the best pieces of advice I got when my children reached adolescence was pretend they're someone else's kid and then listen to them without judging them and trying to fix them. And that was very powerful. And I think it's true with spouses too. At that moment in the kitchen, he was really empathizing with her.
And they were friends.
When they were friends, but in their marriage, they were so busy deciding who's right and fighting each other that they just.
And I remember that point when she said, "Why do I have to be always the heavy one? Mm-hmm. Why do I have?" And I said, "I brought gifts and you brought the zoo to the house."
Yeah.
I was like so.
Because that was his role, that was her role.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
That's a really powerful message in that movie. And sometimes for any couple going through a potential divorce, that could be movie therapy to assign that movie to them and see what their reactions are to it.
Yes.
But for me, at the time when I got to that thing at the end, at the time the movie came out, I was the single parent of two children. Their father lived across an ocean, or at that time was he missing? I don't remember. But at any rate, it was me and the two kids. The father was not in their life really at all. They also had two, and still have, two step-siblings in England. And you can either open your arms to that family and say, well, family is weird sometimes.
Right,
it's not
right.
always mommy and daddy and 2.5 children. And that inspired me and reassured me that my family was fine.
Yeah.
You know, my family was fine. So that's a great
movie. It
comes
in all forms.
It comes in all forms. So
now
on Mrs. Doubtfire.
Exactly.
Okay, Color Purple.
The Color Purple, I must have watched that movie I don't even know how many times.
I have not seen
that. That
I
movie
either.
Is the movie that I watched maybe at least 5+ times. There's something about that movie that opened the door to me to see about the South and about their life. And also, I remember Whoopi Goldberg is the one that plays, now everybody's going to, one of the main characters.
Okay, so Whoopi Goldberg and Oprah Winfrey was in that.
Oprah Winfrey also.
All right, so
is she the producer? I just have to ask quickly.
Not for this one. But it was, I can't remember now the name that the role she was playing, but she, there was a point that she was the wife, the ugly wife, so to speak, of the man that he, she married.
Okay.
And he separated her from her sister, and he took the money when her sister went to Africa. And it was a story of, then his girlfriend comes to the house, and then it was such a simple but yet complicated story of family dynamics.
Okay.
It meant to me that it was so interesting how people get into a marriage, and just marriage of convenience or an arranged marriage, which brought back to me how my parents got married, which was an arranged marriage.
Oh, interesting. Arranged marriage, really?
Yes.
Wow.
And it was something that I personally totally disagree on, that kind of a marriage, because my parents were unhappily married for that forever. So, but all I'm saying is it was so much more, because it opened the way at some point. Sadie, I think was her name in the movie. And they take her away finally from the husband. And there's a Thanksgiving dinner, and she stands up and she says, "I'm leaving you." And as they were leaving, and she was in the trunk of the car, because the car was small, believe it or not, with his ex-girlfriend and her new husband, which is bizarre. But anyway, and as they're
family
leaving,
in all shapes and sizes.
Right. She goes to him, "Maybe I'm nothing, but I'm here. I'm here." And that part touched me so much, because he was like, "You're nothing. You're nothing. You're zero. You're this." And she said, turned to him, and she was leaving, and she said, "Maybe I'm nothing, but I'm here."
I thought
that was so powerful.
Right.
I love
that.
"Maybe I'm nothing, but I'm here."
Yes.
So it's a lot about asserting your independence as you can. What's the time frame of Color Purple?
When I think that was, I don't know exactly when. I would tell you. I would not tell
it's
you.
It's not like Civil 18, War.
It's 1800s, wasn't it? No.
You know what?
Late, no.
I am not sure, but they were not slaves anymore.
Okay.
So it was still the South.
During the slave time.
We'll look it up during the break.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
So we don't sound stupid.
It was not. Yeah, but
Diana and I have not seen it. So yeah. It is a classic.
But it was not during slavery, because they were freed and they had their own lands and their own homes and everything. But it was a very, very powerful movie, and I can watch it any day, any time.
Do you ever say that line to yourself? Like, you know, we all have lines from the movie whenever you're in a tough situation yourself and someone's saying, "Oh, you just have a small business," or whatever people can say to try to demean us. Mm-hmm. Do you ever say to yourself, "Maybe I'm nothing, but I'm here"?
You know what?
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Right.
That's a great line. Yeah, I love that other thing that she did in the movie. Her father-in-law shows up, and she gives him cold water, and he was such a bitchy man and such an obnoxious man, and she spits in the water and she gives it and she waits for him to drink it. I love that.
Passive aggressive. Cool. So very empowering. Color Purple was very empowering for you.
And
excellent.
The other one would be Gone with the Wind, because again, it is a story. I think I am going to go with Diane. It's a love story to me, and how sometimes we feel, because she always felt the other guy was the guy for her, and her love of her life was right in front of her. It's an amazing love story that gone wrong, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Didn't you want to slap them both and go, "Can't you love each other at the same time?"
Right,
you know,
Red
and Scarlet.
Yeah.
But it's funny. Movies do generate that feeling of frustration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you want to shake the character and say, "Don't you see?" But, you know, how often in our own lives don't we really see things for what they are?
Mm. That's true. That's true. So, you know, and that's the thing. If we relate to the characters, and then we see their struggles, and that's why it is cinema therapy, because you know, as you're reading a book, you always see through the eyes of a particular character.
Sure.
I'm listening to an audiobook right now, And it's hard. It's The Red Queen, one of the Philippa Gregory, you know, things. I'm so into the... I'm listening to something about the Cousins War. I'm watching The White Queen on TV, and the book at my bedside is The White Princess. So I'm just like, whoa. But the Red Queen, Henry VII's mother, I don't like her. You're not supposed to like her. She's judgmental, and she thinks she's the voice of God and everything. And it's just... She seems to hate everybody, and I'm enjoying the story, but I don't like her.
Right.
So it's hard to, you know, it's hard
to... The character you love to hate.
Yeah. I don't even love to hate her. She's that awful. But when we see a movie and there's a character we want to root for... Listen, if my husband and I go to see a movie, and, you know, he likes James Bond and, you know...
Typical guy movies.
I like typical chick movies. Oh, well, who knew that? After The Vows, that came out. But,
right.
If I leave a movie and we both don't like it, the reason is we didn't like anybody in the film. Like, I didn't like anybody. There was nobody to root for.
Right.
And it really helps if you have...
True.
Like, you
connection.
Rooted for Rose and Jack. Exactly.
Yes.
You rooted for
to
them.
That
you know, you,
like you
can rooted
relate,
for...
relate to the characters somehow and see what were you going to do. And finally, my last one is Gandhi, which I read, like, Newsweek, The Economist. I mean, I'm very, very political savvy person because I'm European and that's what we do. We know everything and everything about politics. So Gandhi, to me, was a great leader, and he inspired a lot of people and for nonviolence. And Martin Luther King was inspired by Gandhi. All of us, in some ways, we're inspired by somebody like him, that we can get our way without violence, just by conversation and talking and being civil. Was an amazing, amazing story.
So he really represents peace.
Yes.
And that's where you're
and
connected.
Civility
to.
And how we can get things done around the world in a civil, decent manner.
Okay. If all of our, go ahead. I was just going to say, if all of our leaders could really follow that principle.
Mm-hmm. It'd have to be all of them. I mean, we don't want to get into politics here.
Right,
but,
sure.
You know, if five people don't want war, mm-hmm. and one does and has a nuclear bomb,
right.
Guess who's going to win? Yeah. But, I don't know. That's very simplistic, mm-hmm. and that's not, there's so much more to it than that. But certainly, you know, that story is very inspiring. And the movie itself and the performances in the movie really brought it to life for a generation of people who are not that politically savvy and aren't going to read the book and didn't pay attention to high school history.
Right.
So that's the power of that movie. And I think historical figures like Gandhi, who become larger than life in their own lifetime and certainly afterwards, can inspire us to be the best that we can be. So that's Nikki's top five list. Those will be on our website, on our blog at thelifetalkshow.com. We'll come back in a moment with Randy's top five. And
to be continued.
To be continued. And then we'll talk about how you can find out about cinema therapy. This is The Life Talk Show.
If your son was diagnosed with schizophrenia, would you give up? Or fight. One out of every four families deals with a major mental illness. One out of four. Mental illnesses rank first among illnesses that cause disability in the U.S., Canada, and
Why
Western
is no
Europe.
One talking about it?
Randy Kay is talking about it. Then Behind His Voices, one family's journey from the chaos of schizophrenia to hope. There is hope. Publishers Weekly calls it a must-read. Available on Amazon, hardcover, audiobook, and e-reader.
Looking for a realtor who really cares about where you live next and has a passion for helping you find your next home? This segment of the Life Talk Show is brought to you by Alexandra Herman, RE/MAX Realtor with a passion for putting you in your next Connecticut home. Just ask for Allie at RE/MAX Right Choice in the Milford office and on her Facebook page, Alexandra Herman Realtor. Buy or sell your home with Alexandra Herman.
And we're back with the Life Talk Show. We're talking about cinema therapy or movie therapy, movies that we not only enjoy thoroughly and watch over and over again, but that really inspire us in our own lives. And why? So what are yours? You can email us at info@thelifetalkshow.com. You can tweet us at Life Talk Show, or you can go on our Facebook page, The Life Talk Show, and tell us what movies have inspired you and how they helped. So my movies were a little bit different from yours. I didn't have Sound of Music on there, but I love, you know, your 10 list of 10, 9 in this case, is fabulous. My top movie was It's a Wonderful Life, which is a movie that, when it first came out, was a big flop. Nobody went to see it. It was considered a very, very minor movie, and as you well know, it has become a classic, and it's shown every holiday season. Mm-hmm. Do you guys like that movie?
All right, I'm going to be truthful about this, and everybody I ever talk to says, you have to see It's a Wonderful Life, and I've watched snippets of it. I've never sat through the entire movie, and I don't know what it is and why it doesn't draw me in.
So you and I are going to watch Color Purple,
right?
And then you're going to watch It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah,
and
just tell me a little bit, because I think, is that about the Nazi?
Nope, not at all.
Okay,
at all.
No.
So it's a wow. This is
it's
so
a
cool.
Christmas
I have a
story.
Virgin
it's
audience.
A yes,
okay.
Yes.
It's really a life story. So basically, Jimmy Stewart, I think it came out in 1939, same year as Wizard of Oz and everything
right,
else.
Sure.
Didn't, I may be wrong about that, but I'm wrong about many things. But not about that. This is a great movie. So he plays this character who is the older of two brothers, and he has a simple, ordinary life. He's living in a town, and in the town, the big thing, he runs a bank that was started by his dad, and the other guy in town, Mr. Potter, in the wheelchair, wants everybody, he wants to own everything. But the Jimmy Stewart character, George, his bank is willing to give mortgages to hardworking people that can pay it back. Okay. So he kind of wants, but his dream is to travel the world. Mm-hmm. His dream is to just get on a boat. Well, things get in the way. The Depression gets in the way, and he has to stay home and save the bank. Mm. World War II gets in the way. His brother goes to war, but he's got some medical problem, and he can't go. So he has to stay home. And his dream is always to leave. He's got one foot out the door, but he falls in love with a character played by Donna Reed. And they have children. And like many of us, we have this dream, and yet it's a lot of the themes that came up in your movie. Life happens, and we have responsibilities,
right.
And we love our life. But gee, when am I going to, you know, they're going to go for their honeymoon, but they need to spend the money to save the bank. And so throughout all of this, he's got his family working for him, and Mr. Potter's always after them. So something happens with his uncle who loses a deposit, and now Mr. Potter's like, ha, 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 I've got your bank and everything.
Sounds like J.P. Morgan.
Well, yeah, I mean, so there's a lot of themes in
right.
it. So at any rate, he gets so, so depressed that he's going to lose everything, and he thinks, you know, maybe it would be better if I had never been born. So he makes this wish, and he falls or jumps off a bridge and it's snowing. Anyway, he gets saved by an angel, and the angel is a bumbling cute angel and gives him a wish of seeing what his life would have been like if he'd never been born. So he goes, so now wow. he's going through the town, and the town is completely different because he'd never been there. Like, people don't own their own homes. The girl that he befriended is now like the town prostitute. Like, all these little lives. Like, as a little wow. kid, he had a job in a pharmacy, and he stopped the pharmacist from sending the wrong medication to someone because the pharmacist was distraught over his son's death. So little, and he saved his brother's life when he fell through the ice. Like little things that
we
don't
Christmas
remember.
Yeah.
It's not even. It's just stuff we in his
right.
ordinary life.
Mm-hmm.
The things we did, the lives you've touched as a mentor, the lives
right.
you've touched as a teacher, maybe the lives I've touched as
that
a mom.
That you forget the moment you forget the good that
yeah.
you've done.
Right.
Right.
So he gets to see what the you know he says. Maybe it would be better if I'd never been born. And he actually sees how totally different the town and the people would have been
sure.
who'd never been born.
Right.
So eventually he's like, the angel gives him his life back, and he's like, I love this dirty old house, and I love my children. Who cares about traveling the world?
Like
you know,
Scrooge.
You really see the value. Yeah, but Scrooge had to change his internal
right.
priorities.
But he was
George
good,
had
he's
to
a
appreciate
character.
What was right in front
okay,
of his nose
it.
All the time.
That's hmm.
That his life did have meaning, even though he never traveled.
Right.
And so, to me, the message that has touched so many people and made it a classic.
I have to see this
that,
movie.
Yeah, it's really wonderful, and you do have to see it from the beginning, or it makes no sense.
Yes.
So, for me, it's like. Like, we never know what little thing we say to somebody that can brighten
their day. What impact we will have.
What impact, it, you know, with the butterfly flapping its wings and it's
yeah.
right across the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Our little lives in our little corner of the universe, we may never be president of the United States or write a great book or do anything but take care of our families,
mm-hmm.
but it can still change the world.
But isn't
that's
it,
why
it's what
that.
Kennedy said, one person can make a difference and everyone should try.
Yeah, love it.
But wouldn't it be something, I mean, we do hear little snippets in our life about things we might have done good, but how often we don't, and how wonderful it would be to have that opportunity
to see the whole
picture.
Step back
yeah.
and beautiful.
Look.
Like every good movie, it's everyone's fantasy to see if I'd never been here, what would have happened?
Yes. And probably,
you know,
why
like
people connect
things,
to it.
Like
so
I know
much.
I got my ex-husband back in touch with his two kids after, you know, he abandoned us, and so they had a relationship for a while. Maybe it would have happened without me. I don't know. The universe has funny ways of doing things, but
right.
you know, we all matter, and that's why I love that movie.
And that's probably why a lot of people connect. I'm really assuming.
It's a wonderful life. The next movie is similar in that way. It's called Sliding Doors, and again, it's not in the typical top five. It's a movie with a more recent movie with Gwyneth Paltrow. She plays a character, a British character, who catches a train in time to go home, who misses her train after a bad day. Then you see her catching the train, and you realize the story is veering in two directions. One, if she caught the train, one, if she missed the train. If she caught the train, she got home in time to see her boyfriend cheating on her. If she missed the train, she didn't. And how that one little tiny incident veers off into completely different directions. So I just find that fascinating, like the power of one moment. That's kind of in the same line of A Wonderful Life.
Not familiar with that movie at all.
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah, but the message in that, how strong that is, because I can think back to several events in my life where I think that one split second, we had a serious car accident years ago, but it changed a lot of the ways I thought about things and did things. And I often think, because my son wanted a little snack, and it was that one unbuckled the seatbelt, the other one didn't, and had my husband not unbuckled his seatbelt, he wouldn't have been here. My daughter wouldn't have been born. There's just these little moments that how that would have changed the future, that one split second decision.
Right. And it's not meant to paralyze us from making decisions,
no.
but just to note that
it's
you know, the word we can
fate.
All, many of us turn back to like our best friends or our spouses and the moment that, gosh, if I hadn't gone to that bar that night, I wouldn't, you know.
So
it's the power of a single moment, and that, you know, both things can be interesting in their own ways, not to say
Absolutely.
Like we have to anguish, but it was a very powerful movie and entertaining in that way. So
another to my list.
Yep. So It's a Wonderful Life, Sliding Doors. I love Mr. Holland's Opus.
Yes, that was one
now,
that I
which
loved
one
too
is
as well.
That?
Mr. Holland's Opus is kind of a through the generation
Richard Dreyfuss,
career progression of a man. Again, here's this theme that keeps coming up of these dreams of musical greatness, and yet, like, you know, life is what happens when you're busy making other plans, kind of thing.
Right.
Because he takes a job as a music teacher in a high school just to make ends meet, and 30 years later, he's still there. But you see the value of the life he's lived rather than the life he thought he would have chosen. And also as a drama teacher, you know, it reinforced to me the value of the arts in education.
Right.
There were students that he took time with who, you know, their confidence changed because of a teacher. You know, is just so powerful as a teacher, as a student, and as a person, as we all are coping with.
Who was playing?
Richard Dreyfuss.
Richard Dreyfuss is the teacher.
Yeah, that was another movie that I was kind of on the fence about mentioning, because just because of the whole teacher aspect and the effect on your students. And that's a wonderful one.
And again, that moment at the end when he's forced into retirement by budget cuts, which is something we all deal with, especially if we're arts teachers. And they have an assembly that all the people show up to say what an effect he had on their lives. And you know, we kind of want to think we matter. So that movie meant a lot to me. Okay, Castaway. You know, that's the one with Tom Hanks on the island.
Yes.
You know, that's just like every time I see that, I'm
I think I've seen that from all so far your movies. I've seen that one.
Yeah. I think most of us did. I mean, it's that fantasy. If you were on a desert island and you had the island all to yourself, what would you do? To me, the moment where he had to knock his own tooth out because he had a toothache and there was no dentist, you know, it reinforces to me the powerful, powerful message that we all need each other desperately. We all have different skills. We all have different gifts. Mm-hmm. Instead of being afraid to go to the dentist, I'm like grateful to go to the dentist. Thank goodness there's someone who knows how to fill a cavity.
Right.
In this world. Because goodness knows I don't know how to do it.
Right, exactly. We're all good at our own thing, aren't we?
You know, specialization of labor. I mean, what did we do the other day? We went out to lunch. I'm like, Diana, I want to repaint my bathroom. I don't know anything about color.
Right.
Tell me your expertise. And I'm so glad you're an expert, because I never would have thought of white and silver to go with blue. And that's your expertise.
Yes.
And, you know, calling in an expert, calling in someone who has other skills to do things is why we support each other.
Absolutely.
That is called in economics the opportunity cost. Like there is a cost of, if somebody's good at something, you go with that person rather than try to do it yourself.
Right.
Because it's more efficient to do it.
But that's what somebody, we've all built our businesses on, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, I've built my business on the fact that many people are afraid to speak in public, and so I can help coach them, but also maybe their voice isn't suited to doing a great narration for their webinar or for their web video. And sure, I could pull them aside and spend a year teaching them how to speak, or they can just hire me to do it for them and do what they're good at.
Right.
So I can do what I'm good at.
Exactly.
So, and you've built your businesses both on the same thing.
Sure. Yeah. People that are, people that want something or have a need for something or desire for something.
Oh, yeah. But I noticed that when I was teaching a class like last week, that people were like, well, I don't know what I'm doing.
In terms of home cleanliness, right?
Life skills, that they were like grown people.
We need each other. We truly need each other in this world. And so Castaway was just those little things that the fact that he had to build a companion out of a volleyball and was desperately, see the movie again.
I know,
because, you know, a volleyball, a lot of FedEx things, there's the UPS, FedEx things land on the island, and you see how he uses them creatively. And all of us have this, ooh, if I were on a desert island, how would I do it? But,
how many,
you know, his hand is bleeding, and it touches the volleyball, and it looks like a face. So he keeps it, and he talks to it the whole time he's on that island.
Right.
And again, that need for human companionship.
Yeah.
And that movie made me more grateful for ice. For water, for food readily available, for someone to converse with, even if I don't particularly like the conversation.
Right.
The human need for human companionship really drove home for me. And one more is Turning Point. Do you guys know that movie?
I don't.
Oh, my God. Your list is going to get long.
I know.
Turning Point is an old movie. Shirley MacLaine and Anne Bancroft play two women in their probably late 40s, middle-aged women who were in a ballet company together, you know. And for me as a person,
I think I've seen that movie.
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember.
It's just gonna come back to you, you know. And again, is this theme of, you know, dreams versus your life. What, you know, when we go, it's going to matter the most is, you know, what we really did, not what we dreamed of doing.
Isn't that true?
You know?
Very true.
So these were two ballerinas, and one got pregnant and went on to have a husband and a family and is living a housewife life, and the other one went on to be the prima ballerina of the company and is now nearing the end of her ballet career, which happens relatively quickly, and they meet again. Mm-hmm. And it's those issues of art or real life. And there's value in both. But it's just like, I think we all come to a point where we look back and go, I made that choice. And if I had to choose again.
Is it the grass is always greener kind of concept, right?
Because they spend a lot of time being jealous of each other all throughout their 30s and 40s.
My dad always said, you know, jealousy will eat you alive. And it really is true. Mm-hmm. I mean, and wishing or desiring something other than we have, and the grass is always greener. So it's spending that time and not living for the moment and appreciating what you have, but wishing away what you, what you possibly
can. I think it's so important to give blessings, you know, to other people for who they are and what they do, and blessings to yourself. It's so important because it gives you strength.
Right. One of my favorite quotes is, it's attributed to Yoko Ono, but I don't think it was her originally, but whatever, Yoko, you can have the, is if turn jealousy to admiration and your life will change, something like that.
Yes.
It's about,
that's,
you know,
beautiful. Yeah.
And that helped me so much as a single person for 16 years between husbands. I there was a period, frankly, where I was sort of jealous of happily married people. Like, how come they have that and I don't have that? And, you know, that was poisoning me. That was just so bad. And I started admiring happily married couples. And I said, so tell me how you met and tell me, you know, like, it really was admiration, and that changed me internally, and I believe opened my
Well, that's right, and it probably made you more receptive to
receive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. It did, because it turned it to gratitude.
Yes.
Right. And so those are my top five movies.
Beautiful.
We'll be right back to recap and talk about how you can send us your favorite movies. This is the Life Talk Show.
This segment comes to you by Interiors by Diana, a full-service interior design firm specializing in residential and commercial renovations and design. Receive a complimentary consultation at interiorsbydiana.com. The best advice for better living. And by Penguin's Best Housekeeping Service, serving commercial and residential properties in the greater Fairfield County since 1994, specializing in property management for upscale residential estates. Visit us at penguinsbesthousekeepingservice.com. The Life Talk Show is sponsored by Champions Mentoring Program, who serves children and youth in the greater Bridgeport area who are impacted by the incarceration of a family member. A rewarding opportunity to enrich and inspire the life of a child and yours. Be a champion. Tina Bannis at familyreentry.org.
And you're back with the Life Talk Show.
I won't dance. Oh. Don't ask me.
Is it that you won't dance or simply that you...
Fred Astaire and Trumbull, they're awesome too. But they're not one of the sponsors of this show. This show is sponsored by Interiors by Diana, Penguin's Best Housekeeping Service, and Alexandra Herman Real Estate. So thank you to our sponsors.
Well, we gave them a shout out.
By the way, yay, we love Fred Astaire too, because I learned to dance there.
Oh,
they're awesome.
They
over
are
there.
Wonderful.
So we'll have them back on another show.
Dancing
so thank
with
you.
The stars, Randy.
Maybe we'll, you know, maybe oh, we'll bring yeah. them on. To talk about, you know, what ballroom dancing can do for you. But that's another show for another time. Right now we're talking about cinema therapy or movie therapy. We've each shared our top five movies that have inspired us and why they've inspired us, and I think we've been inspired to see other movies. Did you find something online?
Yeah, or? we were just not to keep us hanging, the time period for Color Purple, 1910 to 1940, rural Georgia.
Okay.
But Randy, we talked about it on the break because slavery was abolished, and you were right, 1865.
Well, yeah,
listen to you, the lady.
I didn't love
like
history.
No history.
Paid attention.
Yes, you
well,
did.
It's a Civil War. We kind of know those things. Well, you know, mm-hmm. it's you know that there's so much to that topic, mm-hmm. and certainly slavery could have been abolished, but attitudes take a lot longer. So, you know, that's why Color Purple is one of our movies, and mm-hmm. I don't want to mention our show next week, show number 19, will be a show where we talk about expressing yourself through art. And how you can help others through that. And this is particularly visual art. So we'll talk to some fascinating guests about that, maybe even talk about how we, you know, ink art on ourselves at some point. But we'll talk about the value of visual artwork and the effect that it can have emotionally. And we have some really, really interesting guests lined up for that. So join us next week for Art, How You Can Express Yourself. Even if, like me, you are not talented at all in visual art, you can still express yourself through that, even in interior design, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so going back, we have about 3 minutes, and we've each shared movies that have inspired us and helped us and why, and we've explored a little bit the world of cinema therapy. We did our own research, and there is a website called cinematherapy.com, and I know Diana's going to talk about where you can go there to just find out more information, but I noticed it's also on Wikipedia, and it's on webmd.com, so this is
a
real
thing. There's something real to it.
It's valid.
Yeah, and you know, just watching other people go through something, whether you know them or not, and then putting yourself in their shoes and going, what would I do? Very therapeutic.
Well, you think about really after you're done watching a movie, you know, how you feel. You either feel this release of stress, or you feel happy, or you feel maybe really sad, but movies really move us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
And they're a little different from books. Mm-hmm. You know, what's interesting about books, I think, is and we're all avid readers as well, mm-hmm. we get to hear the lead character's thoughts. Because mm-hmm. the writer writes them down.
Right.
Yes. You know, even in my book, I wrote down my inner thoughts. If it were to be made a movie, they'd have to find a way, cinema, you know, in terms of screenwriting, to have me say it to someone or whatever.
Right.
But in a movie, you don't get to see their thoughts. You just see their actions.
That's
so
right.
You have to kind of fill in the
and
thoughts
conclude.
Yourself. Make your own conclusions.
Assess.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So tell us the page you found on cinematherapy.com.
Well, it was really an interesting website to kind of just go through, but I know you know, a lot of times when I'm about to watch a movie, like what movie do I want to see and why? So they actually have guidelines for choosing films, and obviously we talk about a film that makes us laugh, and they say that laughter can lead to an increase in activity in the immune system, like T cells and all that good stuff. So if you watch a movie that makes you laugh, you're increasing your immune system.
We like the laugh.
It's all good.
Yes. Crying for emotional catharsis, we know that. But really, there are two important neurotransmitters in tears which release emotional stress. So if you're feeling stressed, go see something that makes you cry.
First movie I ever cried at, King and I. I remember it. I was like literally sobbing. I'm like, I can cry.
And now, you know how good you feel after you've done that, after you've had a really good cry.
Good.
Gaining hope and encouragement. Questioning negative beliefs about yourself and rediscovering your strength. This is the integration of the real life, REEL life, as a opposed to R-E-A-L life. So reflecting on those movies afterwards and how it affects your real life.
Because it talking about it with somebody.
It stays with you. And sometimes, you know, you watch a movie and the next day you keep thinking about it and you're like, uh-huh, and you want to share it with somebody. I mean, that's a powerful.
And you can go beyond. See, the movie tells us the story and fills in a lot of gaps for us visually. We know what the ending is. And it isn't always a happy ending, but a lot of times that's what we like. But you can move beyond the story in the movie by saying, what would I have done in that situation? What choices would I have made? And you can make it personal to yourself.
Right.
Okay, so thank you very much, guys. This was fun. Let's end, as we always do, with our quick tips and thoughts about movie. Diana?
Really simple. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. That's from Forrest Gump.
Yeah, and that's an often quoted thing, but it's really good. Nikki?
Movies, like books, take you away. They open the door to new worlds, new adventures, new thinking.
Great. And mine comes from The Lion King. Rafiki said this: oh yes, the past can hurt, but you can either run from it or learn from it. And we can learn through movies. This is the Life Talk Show. You can follow our blog and get copies of our show on iTunes now. Just search for the Life Talk Show. You can write to us, info@thelifetalkshow.com. We'll be back next week with Art Express Yourself. This is the Life Talk Show.
You've been listening to the Life Talk Show on WDJZ AM. If you have an idea for a future topic, would like to be a guest or a sponsor of our show, or just tell us what you think, please email us at info@thelifetalkshow.com. Our Twitter handle is @LifeTalkShow, and our Facebook page is The Life Talk Show. Sharing ideas for meaning, joy, and success. The Life Talk Show with Randy, Diana, and Nikki on WDJZ AM every Saturday at 4. The Life Talk Show. Join us.